Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Once upon a time, we were three very different wrestling fans.
Welcome to a new second season of Black Hearts Angels. I'm your host, Sharcy, joined by her lovely partner in crime, Miss Lady B. Bianca.
Hey, how are you doing, girl? I'm doing good.
Welcome. Don't forget, everybody, we're everywhere. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, ring the notification bell, and share this with all your friends. I mean, heck, we got our new partners in crime with us today in our Instagram live stream party buddies here today. So, hi, everybody. Welcome. And then on top of that, don't forget where you can find us. We're on Linktree, Off the Top Ropes podcast. Look at this. You can find all our podcasts, all our past episodes, where you can stream us, where you can find us. Heck, look, we're right here, guys. You can find all our merch and everything, too. Don't forget, we also have some amazing, amazing sponsors this season, like always. Don't forget to check out our sponsors. Our first sponsor? W Energy, the best energy, no crash energy drink anywhere. Use our coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off your purchase. So that's W. Then don't forget Brand Ambassador Dream Live Store. I mean, some beautiful, amazing merch. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 15% off your purchase there. And last but not least, check out our next sponsor, GetSolaced.com. Look. Beautiful merch here. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off here. Who doesn't like saving money? I know I do. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but saving money is awesome.
Oh, I do.
So let's get into a little memo here that we got, that I got. I'm going to read it to y'all real quick. No. Hold on. I'm going to read this note real quick. Dear Angels, I know it's been a long endeavor as you three have been working your ass off to bring your faces, your voices, and mind of wrestling to masses. As you know, this mob has been going through changes for the while. Some good, some bad. Through both, we will strive and prosper to new heights. Sadly, Binky will not be with us this season premiere due to personal reasoning. She will explain when she comes back, but doesn't not mean you will not be empty-handed. Something has been missing, an essence, an aura, that spunk, that fire we lack. So I decided to bring you all a gift. Just say the word knock knock and you'll see.
Bless. Yeah, a ding dong hello.
Hello.
Yay!
That's 1 minute power. Khalifa started celebrating, talking about.
Hello, hello, hello. I come back. Oh, my word.
Hi, I'm so glad to have you back.
Hello.
What an amazing surprise.
My name is T, and I took a bit of a hiatus, but I'm back. Nice to meet you. Hello. It's good to be back. It's good to be
Everyone's
back.
Everyone's so glad to have you back, girl.
Oh yes. All right, ladies, so y'all ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm ready to get into it. Let's get this thing started. So right, some breaking news in the past week of wrestling that has a major impact on the wrestling industry. Kazuchika, hold on a second. Let's get into our topic. Ooh, we got some new merch out.
Okay.
Oh, snap. I'm looking fire. Okay. All right. I think I'm gonna have to cop one. Hold up.
That'd be interesting.
To a loop. Gotta rock that stuff out, huh? Mm-hmm.
All we need is a sweatband.
So shall we finally get
a sneaker deal with Nike?
Right.
And
one thing at a time. Come on, Nike, give us a sponsorship, please.
Right.
Let's get into our first topic of the day. Big impact news story in the past week. Kazuchika Okada, the big New Japan star, decided his contract is up and he's leaving New Japan. So, you know, the big topic of conversation is, what is the status of New Japan in whole? Because think about it, the status of Japanese wrestling as a whole, you look at it, they've lost Okada just recently. Now that you're losing Julia from Stardom, you're losing Ospreay. A lot of the New Japan talent, is their contracts are all expiring. So what's going on in New Japan, and what does this mean for New Japan as a whole? And where do we all think Okada is going to end up going? Whether it be AEW, whether it be WWE, whether it be Impact. I mean, thoughts?
I would suggest, I think he's going to go to AEW. Because the reason why I say that is because a lot is going on with WWE right now. I'm not going to really say, but I really do think that he might go to AEW because it might fit him, and he might do, you know, better over there as well.
I think he will go to AEW. There's nothing for him in WWE. Even if they try to rope him in, there's nothing for him. I mean, I just got off a space, and I just got off a Twitter space, and I was trying to explain to the guys in there, like, right now the male roster is hectic. It's so chaotic. I didn't even have a prediction for the men's tonight because everything is just everywhere. So if Okada was to come to his life would just be in ruins, and he would literally be regretting leaving New Japan. So I do hope he goes to AEW.
Right.
I agree with Christy here. I think he does go to AEW too, because if you think about it, the story was coming out that if he was going to WWE, he was going to go to NXT. This guy's close to a 20-year veteran of the industry. What does he have to offer NXT that they don't have already down there? Isn't NXT supposed to be your developmental product down there? And you're going to throw a 20-year veteran down in NXT for what? Like, what's he going to do?
He should already start at the main roster of AEW since he already has 20 years.
So, yeah, but
instead of going to NXT, when you know NXT is only basically a beginner starter. So it's like, why should you go to NXT for?
Okada doesn't need WWE.
Right. He doesn't need NXT either, what's there for him.
You can't even think of a dream matchup.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, unless they plan on giving, I don't know,
no,
more of the championship. Right. Then I don't know, but really and truly, I mean, you have a point, Jordan, but that's a match that you make in your head. Like, it's not a match that comes into reality. Like, sorry, I didn't read out the comment. So, Jordan said he thinks Dragunov and Okada would be a nice fit, but that's a match that you make in your head. Right. For it to come into reality, impossible. Mm-hmm. And I don't like using that word, impossible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'll have him maybe do a trailer, like, oh my gosh, Okada is coming to WWE, and then he'll just be a Xia Li, and we'll never see him.
Right. He's just gonna be in the shadows, and it's just gonna lose him. He's just gonna be lost. And
Chrissy's right. WWE would ruin him. I mean, look at the past history of what they've done to the Japanese talent on that roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for an example, the Bushi Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, you're just wasting talent over there. And Banana said earlier that Okada wants to, you know, have a WrestleMania, but you guys, what he's not figuring into the whole situation is, A, Okada's wife is the famous, really more famous than him in Japan right now. Right. So, yeah. You know, and she's a huge star over there. So he's not going to have her, and they have a young son too. You're not going to have them relocate all the way from Japan, where she's like more successful and powerful and well known over there. You're not going to have them relocate all the way from Japan, because he's going to have to be doing house shows and stuff. He's going to be working like every single week, so you can't keep them apart and everything. So why would it work out? How would it work out that way for him? You know, if what he has to be away from his family that long.
I hope whatever contract he signs for his benefit rather than just financial gain.
And this wasn't some weak ass training lessons either.
Rather than financial gain or, you know, said popularity, because if you sign a WWE contract saying like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so popular, and you're not looking at the current landscape, I mean, right now the main priority is CM Punk. Let's just be frank, let's just be real. So if he was to come to WWE now, let's say he was to enter the Royal Rumble tonight, I would, like, hypothetically, I just look at him and say, you are stupid. Because what are you looking for? What are you here for? Mm-hmm. When you're signing a contract, now, when you're signing a contract, and let's say you've got an AEW contract in front of you and a WWE contract in front of you, you have to think about what's going to personally benefit you. Not the company, not the fans, you. Because if you end up signing the wrong contract, you'll be in catering for the next 6 to 12 months. Yep. With, and then by the time you come in, they'll give you a very sad storyline that no one understands. Or by the time you come back, people would have forgotten that you would have signed that contract.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he's gonna disappear again, leave, and then probably do the whole thing all over again.
Now
come
she's
back.
Completely useless.
They end up, yeah, like Terry was saying, what's he going to do? You know, they don't know how to book their Japanese talent that well. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're starting to book them a little bit better, but I mean, just what are you going to do? You know, this guy is a talented guy in the ring. He, over in Japan, he's a star and everything. And, you know, in AEW, if you look at the contract situation, if you sign like a 3-year deal with WWE, you're like working like every single Monday or Friday or all over the weekend doing house shows and stuff like that. Whereas in AEW and them, you're free to do like maybe one show a week, one or two shows a week, because there's Dynamite, there's Rampage, and then you have a pay-per-view every 4 months or so. On top of, you know, you're free to do other independent shows or something. And he could spend more time in Japan living there, being with his family more often than, you know, being stuck in the States for months on end, not being able to go home to see his family. So I mean, you have to weigh the options, like Terry was saying here, you know, which he has to think about himself, not like what's going to benefit the company, what's going to benefit, he has to think about himself, his family, and what's going to benefit them the most in the long run for that. So what are you guys' thoughts?
He gotta do what makes him happy, to be honest.
Absolutely.
With you.
unless your name is CM Punk, Rock, The Rock, you know, Randy Orton, you cannot afford to be making assumptions that, oh, if I go to then I'm going to be successful.
Yeah,
that doesn't work like that.
No,
of course he's a household name in Japan, but that doesn't mean that he can bring that same fame to WWE. Like,
no.
As much as I have like respect for Triple H and how he looks after his children, he can't look after everyone.
No.
There's some people that you have to prioritize over others.
Exactly.
So, and look, you come into the company, they're gonna have him like go to the performance center for months on end, you know, work the WWE style, change his style, in-ring style to benefit the WWE in-ring style. And that's like not beneficial to what he's done his whole career. So he's gonna have to completely change his game plan as to what style he's gonna be working in the WWE system. And that's gonna mess up his whole gimmick and persona and character. Is it really worth it in the end? I mean, based on everything that's going on right now, I don't know.
Unless he has the help instead of just doing it all by himself, then that could possibly work. I don't know. It just have to see what Triple H can do. Because there's going to be a lot of baggage Triple H is going to have to pick up.
Oh, my God.
A lot of baggage. I'm telling
too
you.
Too much baggage.
Yeah.
The fuck? We gon' spin and kill. Deep in this fuck. A nigga telling now.
We gon' spin and kill. Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came. And Bloodline, I saw your comment on there. There's no way AEW is going to 12 pay-per-views a year. Not anytime soon. So this isn't WWE where we have a pay-per-view every single month. And that's time to build storylines. But
are you sure about that?
Any more thoughts, y'all?
That's crazy.
No, I think it's an AEW bound. I think all the reports and stuff come out say that, you know, that's where he's more than likely headed and everything. He's still got a few more dates in Japan coming up, and his contract's like officially up, but he's got a few more dates in Japan coming up through like the middle of February. Mm-hmm. And you have to think the next AEW show is going to be in March, Revolution. So maybe build enough time to build a storyline or a match for him over there. But WWE, yeah. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I could see him making his debut in March.
Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
They were great. Well, yeah. But if it's not AEW, I don't know. But Lady B, we want to get into your topic?
Yes, I've been looking forward for this topic. Oh my goodness. So the next topic we're talking about right now is none other than The Rock and Roman. Now, as y'all know that The Rock has, you know, made his appearance back on SmackDown, saying, and he, you know, he's coming back for his turf, and he's coming back for, you know, when he rightfully owns as the people's champ, you know. So, as you know, in previous SmackDown episodes where he, you know, talks his talk, other people came out, he did his little thing with I think it was Austin Theory, was it Austin Theory that he beat down? It was somebody he beat down. But yeah, when he did a little, no, it was Jinder Mahal, that is the one that, oh my God, let me tell you, that was the funniest episode I've ever seen in my life. So, with, you know, he beat down Jinder Mahal, he, you know, he came out the cut, he was like, he was getting a little hungry. He was like, should I go to the booth or should I go to a bar? Then, out of nowhere, he took a little pause and he was like, or should I sit at the head of the table? That's where it went down, and I was just like, oh, so we doing this today. So I had a full potential prediction that, you know, he was calling out Roman, and I already knew that, you know, it was gonna go down between either Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania. What y'all think? I really do think that it's gonna happen in WrestleMania. I don't think it's gonna happen in
Delicioso.
Because I kept hearing, like, you know, it was going to happen in Elimination Chamber from, like, a couple of people that I know. So I was like, nah, I can't. That's too early. And I'm like, mm-mm. Because, plus, you know, yeah, Royal Rumble tonight, and then, what, in a couple of months, you got Elimination Chamber coming up. It's like, that's too early. What do you guys think? Do you think that they're going to fight in Royal Rumble, or do you think it's going to be Elimination Chamber?
That's crazy.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh, because, look. Oh, I love you, Lady V, already. I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying. I had this conversation with my little cousin in the morning. Mm-hmm. 15. And
emotional, damn it!
He was like, oh, Timmy, guess who's winning the Royal Rumble? So I was curious, because we've been debating the whole week, like, oh, who could win the men's side? It's just so chaotic. Mm-hmm. And his dumbass came out and was like, oh, what about The Rock? I looked at him and I was like, are you serious right now? Like, the way I see it is, the only way that this will make any logical sense, uh-huh, is, like, in terms of the whole head of the table, blah, blah, blah. is if it's a non-title match. And I know that sounds like completely ludicrous, but like, really and truly, okay, just because he's now on the board, it doesn't mean that he is now 24/7, not even 24/7, 24/8 available for the company. You have to remember what he does outside of WWE. So, of course, yes, he's on the board now, but that doesn't mean that he's now going to be dying and sweating and literally like giving his absolute all to WWE. Because at the end of the day, Triple H that has to do that. The Rock, all he has to do is just show up at board resolution, show up at shareholder resolution, lift his hand up, put his hand down, done, and walk out. I don't think that that's the leeway for him to fight Roman.
So let me ask you this. So do you think that if The Rock was to win the title, do you think that it's going to be similar, like how Logan Paul is holding the title? Because you know how they say Logan Paul is a YouTuber and he's not an actual wrestler and he's only part time. So it's like, do you think The Rock, you know, even though he don't be at, you know, wrestling anymore like that, he doesn't. Do you think that, you know, he'll be just like similar to like that?
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap. You
like Terry was saying earlier, I don't think this match, I do not think the Roman Rock match needs to be for the title. I mean, look at the scenario right now.
No.
Roman's already
He's been champion for the last two or three years,
and he hasn't really done much with the title lately. And if you put the title on The Rock, who's only going to be a part-time guy, who's going to be mostly doing, like, his acting and stuff, like... It's going to be more of a part-time thing. And you said, is it going to be at Elimination Chamber, or is it going to be at Rumble at Mania? It has to be at Mania. The Elimination Chamber show is taking place in Australia, and that time difference is going to be so early in the morning. Who's going to be up that early in the morning to watch?
Right.
You're going to waste The Rock's appearance in an Australian
show.
For people like us here, though, that's like a major time difference. That's like way early in the morning for us. We're not going to be up watching the show.
I'm not a morning person. I'll tell you that right now.
I only count every pay-per-view. I'm up from 1 a.m. until 5 a.m.
If I can do it,
you Americans can do it.
So I agree with Char, like, you know, it shouldn't have to be a title match or whatnot between The Rock and Roman, but just for them to go face to face with each other and just to know who's the rightful owner of who's the head of the table, who's the tribal chief, that should be, like, you know, talked about instead of, you know, pushing it as The Rock, you know, taking the title from Roman. Even though it's taking hella long for this storyline for Roman to get rid of the title for the longest.
I'm just waiting.
This is crazy and people are gonna yell at me, but just
there's no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
Let me tell you why I'm about to say what I'm going to say. So let me say it and then let me explain myself. The way I see it is, okay, if let's say these rumors are true, blah 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 blah, The Rock and Roman are gonna fight at WrestleMania and it's a title match. Let's say it's a title match, and then they let The Rock dethrone Roman. The only way that would make, and I don't want to say logical sense because what I'm about to say is not logical at all, but the only way that would make sense is if they pull a 2015 Seth Rollins moment and have Damian Priest run down the ramp to cash in. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying is not logical, which meaning that this whole matchup is not logical at all. If it was a title match and The Rock dethrones him, then what does The Rock do with the title? Does he wait another month until Backlash in front, and then they have Roman take the title from him or something? Like, the story doesn't make sense, which is why, like, when my cousin said that to me this morning, I was crying tears, like, I was laughing, I couldn't control myself.
What's she doing? What you doing? Drain the... Oh, my God. You killing me, woman. Hiya, drain the...
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
it doesn't.
And think about the many ways that it could happen. But really and truly, the only way that people will accept this matchup, and I speak for myself when I say people, is if it's a non-title match. I'll happily watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
Happily. Yeah.
So my question to you guys is, do you think that The Rock will make an appearance tonight?
Yeah,
a face-to-face with, like, actually see Roman face-to-face?
Maybe. I don't... This is why I'm saying the men's roster is still over this week. And this is why I was saying, like, if you have made a Royal Rumble prediction and you actually, like, get your money back, or you get more than what you put into that bet, I will have to clap hands for you. Like, I will clap hands for you because it's a mess. Right. Unless you know someone from the inside, you cannot sit here and go, actually, do you know what? I think The Rock is going to turn up today and have some sort of confrontation, because
I would have thought that predicted match order for tonight, and with them putting the world title match second on the card, I don't even see how that would even be remotely logical to do like a whole confrontation thing. I mean, would you really throw The Rock in at the Royal Rumble like after the Roman match, like second on the card? I mean, nothing about that makes any sense at all. I mean, especially with you're bookending the show with both Rumble matches. It's like, God, I hope not.
Well, it's been talked about.
I hope not, Eric. I hope not.
Looking like somebody might have some explaining to do.
Like, the whole Roman and The Rock situation has been talked about for so long. It's just like, you know, like, anything can happen. Like, anything can happen. Like I said, you know how like The Rock is making these weird appearances out of nowhere, and it's just like, okay, so what's really going on? Are we going to have this match or not?
It's just, I think, like, we are. I think we will have it, but it's just, like we've been saying, it's like, it doesn't we need to be for the title. And now you're messing up the whole story you were going to do with Cody and Roman. Right. Now you're being told that Cody, it's not the plans for WrestleMania aren't going to be Cody and Roman. So what the hell were you building this whole story for the past year and a half or 2 years?
Right. I don't know why they put Cody, which is getting out more stories. Like, I don't understand.
Like, I've been like, okay, I don't know. Bit like off it with watching WWE, but I'm like up to par with what's happening. And one thing I can tell you is right now the male roster is a mess. It's a mess as in, like, you know, they're doing stuff wrong or anything. Like, I feel like with the storylines that are taking place, like, it's okay, they're doing great. But in terms of being able to, like, be like, oh, I think so-and-so is going to retain, or I think so-and-so, like, it's very difficult for you to sit there and actually like be very, like, 100% sure that so-and-so is going to win, so-and-so is going to come through, so-and-so is going to challenge so-and-so. Like, right now, it's a mess. So if you say, like, okay, I'm going to put $100 on The Rock coming out tonight and having some sort of confrontation with Roman based off of him joining the board, oh, okay. I'll just be like, oh, okay.
I don't know. This is just my little theory thought. Like, what if, like, even though after they have their little confrontation or whatever, what if The Rock, you know, helps out Triple H with, you know, the whole creativity and becoming, like, you know, some type of, I don't know, some production type thing. I don't know. That would be kind of.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
You know when you say right, Lady B. I think if we look at it from this perspective, that okay, like what Chris, you just said, with what has been happening over the past couple of days, things could change.
They could. Yeah.
There's so much that's going on. Down. Oh my gosh, Steph is coming back. Oh my gosh, you know, The Rock is on the board. Oh my gosh, you know, Seth has injured himself. Oh my gosh, you know, there's so much going on, which is why I'm begging, I'm pleading, whoever's watching this, just place your bets, remove it now. You will lose your money. If you placed bets in the last God knows how many weeks, take that money back.
Say yes. Government of power. Absolutely, guys.
You can use livelihoods over things like this.
And this wasn't some weak ass training lessons either.
There's too much going on. Like, a part of me wants to sit here and go, okay, it's a fatal four way. There's no DT, outside interference. Right. So The Rock, maybe he could come in, maybe. But then I'm like, oh, but that doesn't make sense because there's Cody. Then I'm like, yeah. Oh, that doesn't make sense because Cody's beefing with Punk. Yeah, that doesn't make sense because Punk is going to be blowing
sense. Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess.
That's why I'm saying money on today. You're still individual.
Bitch.
It is so messy right now. It's like like 15 different storylines like intertwined together. Like, oh, The Rock and Roman and Cody and Punk and Seth. It's just like intertwined.
Unless you're a battle royal at WrestleMania with all of them just then. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. That would be a whole.
Let's throw Damian Priest into the circle too, like on top.
I'm getting kind of sick and tired of Damian Priest. He keep coming back out with his briefcase and not doing anything about it. Like, are you scared? Like,
when you bring up The Rock, there's a chain of dominoes that follows after, and falling on top of each other, one after the other, So it's like. But doesn't AEW do the same? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. Like
too many storylines are making my head spin.
There's too many storylines. Because it's like, okay, one thing I can say confidently is that CM Punk is going to WrestleMania, one way or another. Yeah. Whether he wins the Rumble tonight or whatever.
Or not. I can handle that. Unfortunately.
And then it's like, okay, then where does that leave Priest? Is Priest gonna hold on to the briefcase just a little while longer? Maybe he told.
And while cracking jokes.
But then, really and truly, I'm based in Europe. I'm going to Backlash, and like I don't want to see Priest cash in at Backlash. Like
I just thought about something. So now, hear me out. Y'all can just disagree if y'all want to. Okay. So Roman Rock. Challenge each other, go against each other with the title at WrestleMania. Damian Priest catches the title. If The Rock wins, Damian Priest might cash it. Get it? May not get it? I don't know.
Lately, it seems like this. Lately, the male Money in the Bank winners have been busts. Like, I mean, what have they done recently with any of the male Money in the Bank winners? Like, they haven't benefited from.
But he's been, undisputed tag team champions of Finn Balor for so long. And,
Finn Balor are kind of like.
Yeah, but him and Finn Balor are going kind of.
I have a feeling. Yeah. I'm with Chrissy here. If he cashes in, it's going to fail, I think. I don't know.
You see the way I've calculated this in my head? It might not happen, but this is how I've calculated it. And I'm going off topic for a little bit. But, like, this is how I've calculated it. This year, most likely after the Elimination Chamber, after Rhea's had a little shine, time to shine, Priest is going to... And don't shake me. It's just my little brain, my little fantasy world. We're going to see a breakdown of the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Somewhere this year. The only way I see this like really working in terms of like Priest and his cash in is one, there's no way he's going to cash in against Roman. Do you honestly think Triple H is sitting there going, no. Wow,
Roman Damian's gonna cash in successfully over Roman
by Damian. And then you have to think about other championship, which is Seth. Punk is coming. Why do you think they didn't make Seth vacate the title? Even with anyone else.
That's my thing. If you're gonna have Seth Rollins, be out for so many weeks, why just relinquish?
Anyone else, they would have told him to vacate that title.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyone else. That's why I sit here and I say, unless this man is going to cash in for the Intercontinental Championship. Mm-hmm. It's gonna fail.
It could happen.
And this is why I'm saying. With The Rock and Roman, being a what about ability. There's too many dominoes that follows afterwards that just
falling.
And then you also have the United States Championship too.
Yeah, but I mean with Logan Paul calling that, I mean, I think the Intercontinental title would be the way to go.
I'm gonna be flat out.
The IC title is the way to go. Gunther's brought prestige to that title.
Logan is not going to hold that title for no longer than a year.
Oh, I hope not.
Than a year. He's not. I'm gonna give him about 6 to 8 months. He's not holding that title for that long.
Nah.
No, you can say nah, nah, all you want.
But the boss, the boss is that's how, and I'm about to offend him. Don't fight him.
I agree.
With LA Knight, this is another domino in this story.
What's she doing? What's she doing? Drain the... Oh my god!
The reason why I am so like over the like my head is spinning when it comes to this, the men, especially with the whole Roman and Rock thing, right? The reason why my head is spinning is because, okay, right now you've got a fatal four-way between Randy, AJ, Rock, not Rock, LA, and Roman, right? Yeah. Now, those three that are fighting against Roman have legitimate claims to the title. Maybe not AJ. I don't know how to feel about AJ, but LA and Randy, yes. And then there's a third man in the pick, which is Cody. And for whatever god awful reason, he's on Raw, which has made the story just complete. Because I don't know how they expect, which is why I say, okay, let's say, for example, we're looking at WrestleMania possibility of Dwayne and Roman to come as a possibility. So where does that leave Cody, Randy, LA, and AJ? And if they think for a second, I'm just going to accept LA Knight to be a US champion, they must be off their rockers. The amount of noise London made for LA Knight, that is not championship material. Huh?
What?
What did you just say? Cody Rhodes. I think the boss is trolling. What? I think he's trolling.
Okay, so I can agree about the Cody Rhodes being US champion.
Crazy.
No, the U.S. championship is on the U.S. champion is on SmackDown, and the IC champion's on Raw. Cody's on Raw, so
okay.
Is Cody reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
But
sometimes Cody Rhodes switches. He goes to certain brands every time. Sometimes too. So
when we're thinking about this, regardless of whatever brand you're on. That's why I'm saying that this, The Rock and Roman being a possibility at WrestleMania just makes all of these dominoes just fall over, because it's like, what do you do for the rest of the male roster who should have ideally dethroned Roman a long time ago? If it wasn't for the record, these are all men that should have dethroned Roman a long time ago.
Oh, absolutely. Really?
Yeah. So now it's like, okay, let's say you do give the US championship to Cody, and then you give Damian the IC championship. Where does that leave the likes of LA Knight, the likes of Randy, the likes of AJ Styles, the likes of Jey Uso, all of these people that had a chance? And so it's like
they're gonna put them right back in the back.
Yep.
To start right back all over again. And it's gonna look
If they do that, they're gonna see fire and they're gonna see smoke. I don't know if you guys put Money in the Bank, but London made noise for LA Knight.
They did.
To the point when Damien took unhooked the briefcase, I was so glad I didn't go.
Let me talk to you.
I would have been throwing all sorts of things, tomatoes, banana peels, everything at him, because what? Huh? Crazy stuff.
Totally off topic. Personally, I think Okada would fit better in AEW than he would in WWE, just because AEW has so many more technical talents that could give Okada a run for his money, like Bryan Danielson.
Okay. This topic is
all of us agreed when we said that, like, Okada coming to WWE is just dumb. Like, if he wants to come, I genuinely want to read his contract.
And oh, I don't either. I'm scared.
I want to read it word for word. I don't care if it's like 100 pages.
Damn! Did y'all see how far she jumped off the porch? If you don't jump your ass into an Olympic arena, bitch, you do great!
I'd be scared to read his contract. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I think, I mean, you know, Lady B brings a very important topic to the table. I mean, what on earth is going to happen in terms of the WrestleMania between Okada? Huh? Do you know what, Courtney? Let me, okay. Please, guys, don't shout at me, yeah? But I'd rather get buried in AEW than for him to get buried at WWE.
Hey, guys,
okay.
I love you, Courtney, but can we learn how to use this word buried correctly? I'm sick of seeing this word. Oh, so and so is buried now, or so and so is jobbing out. Like, can we stop using those terms unless we use them correctly, please?
No, but like, let's say Courtney's right? Let's say there's a possibility that Okada gets buried in AEW. Would you guys rather that he gets buried in WWE or AEW?
AEW, because there's more high-end talent there. WWE, he would just, like, become just another one of the guys over there, I think.
If he gets buried at WWE, I swear to you, no one will let him forget it.
No
one will let him forget it. But if he was to get buried at AEW, it would just be like, oh, okay. Like, it would be of conversation, but I don't know. You'd have to be a serious diehard fan for you to get that.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
Don't shoot me.
Some weak ass training lessons either.
I think the only people that would really care if he got buried in the AEW would be the diehard New Japan fans that covered Okada's career for years. That would be like,
I'm not saying nobody will care. People will care, but it's like if you get buried at WWE, no one will.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Everyone will be there to remind you. Your wife will have a new child, and someone will come in and say, remember when you got buried at WWE? He will print his sneakers. He'll be like, oh my gosh, guys, I got new sneakers. And someone will be like, oh my gosh, remember when you got buried at
WWE? The WWE.
Cracking jokes.
Like, remember when you jabbed out to so-and-so?
I'd rather he not get buried at WWE. Let him get buried at AEW. You know, really a genie.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's get we're gonna head to commercial break.
Yeah. That was a lot.
That was
cute.
Hey, let's see if I can win the teddy
Thank you. to do?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
You boys a bit bored? Snap me to it! Snap me to a Slim Jim! Tag to the spice! Beefy juicy paste! Hey, nice! Antique! Snap me to it! Need a little excitement? Snap me to a Slim Jim!
Chill, California.
Yo.
Cool muscle dude, Stingman.
Like what? Sting? Like where on his
like
feet?
Peruse, dude.
Peruse. Shoes for your feet. Pockets for your stuff.
And we are back from commercial break, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. Should we get into our next topic or mystery topic?
Oh, wonder it is.
Oh, TV's terrible take. Right. It's good to be back. For those of you that don't know what TV's terrible take is, I am a law student and I love playing devil's advocate. Every week or every so week, we will have a controversial topic that will be brought to the table, and you are not allowed to disagree with the topic. You have to agree. I don't care if you don't agree with it. You have to.
What?
You have to agree with it.
I'm appalled.
Wait,
that just hurt my heart.
Deserve to be on the 2K24 cover. What do you think, ladies?
That just hurt my heart. Hold on.
I know.
I'm a big huge Bianca Belair fan. Hold on.
These terrible takes.
I think, to be honest with you, I think these two ladies deserve to be on this cover because they've done so much in their years of being in the WWE. They become champions so much. They dominated. They're the best, the strongest. Like everything, like all the ESTs you can think of. Like, I am appalled. I am so sorry. Like, that. I have to disagree on that.
I have to disagree. Bianca, I think you have to say Bianca and Rhea are both deserving.
No.
Rhea's reign as champion this year has been nothing short of it. Bianca's all the face of the women's division right now, too. Yes. I mean, I can't think of any other women in that women's division who would be worthy of being on that thing. I mean, the only other person you could possibly throw into consideration lately, booking wise, would be Becky. But I mean, based off the last year plus, it would have had to been Rhea and Bianca for their runs that they've had in the company. Who else would be deserving in the women's division?
You shouldn't say sorry because she just comes and goes. Like,
yeah,
every now and then, like she comes and goes whenever she wants to because she's a queen.
I think the reason why I picked this topic was because obviously this week we saw the airing of the 2K24 cover, and a lot of people pissed off. Like, I've never seen that many pissed off individuals in a comment section. Like, I was just like, is it that deep? So I had to, because obviously, like I said, I'm a law student. I'm trained to think from both sides of the fence. So I said, okay, let me bring this topic to the table, because when you think about it, yes, Bianca has done so much for someone who doesn't have a wrestling background. I applaud Bianca because her come up is amazing. If it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't even know that there is a Bianca Belair. Do you get what I mean?
Right.
So, yes, we can sit here and be like, yeah, she deserves it because, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But then we're like, okay. My head, I was thinking maybe it would have been nice if we saw a faction. As the cover, and the ideal faction that would have made sense is the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for, you know, Jay then disappearing and going on to the Raw roster, it might have been nice to see the Bloodline as the front cover. I think this year, a lot of people are pissed off because it's not making sense to them in their head as to why those three in particular were chosen. Like, why did you put Cody? Let's start there. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Cody. Yeah. But I can understand why people are frustrated, because it's like, yes, all three of these people are like on par, but it's like,
look, pause.
It's, I don't know.
You guys agree? Like, why Cody? Like, no, I'm with you there. Why Cody? I mean, if you were gonna put any male on the cover, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or anything or make a joke, but you know, like, you know, a guy like Roman, even if his reign, or what about a guy like Gunther, who's been having a dominant reign, is like intercontinental champion. He's been carrying the company on his back for years. He wouldn't have been more deserving the.
I want to say I rather had if okay. So yeah, I don't know why Cody would be in it. The cover, but if I was to choose between Roman and Gunther, I would say Gunther, because if you're gonna put Roman on the title, that means you're adding on more fire into the storyline of him being in the cover, and then added on to the fact that it is, you're adding on more storyline to, you know, him winning the title as well. So it's like, why have Roman on there? And plus, on top of that, wasn't Roman on a previous cover from like years on? And it's just like,
that didn't stop them putting Rey Mysterio on the cover, guys. Yeah. Like, let's be real. Yeah. Like, I think WWE messed up. Yeah. And I'm not trying to like be that person, because I love all three of them that were chosen, but it's just like, when you're putting these people on the cover, have a story to it. Like, when they put Becky and I think it was TK18, but I can't remember who she was on the title cover with. That made sense, because that was the year when Becky was really like, you know,
when she had all those titles and the man and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, she was really on her A-game. So it's like, when I feel like when you're dealing with the title, like when you're dealing with the front cover of the game, mm-hmm. you need to be really cautious as to why these people are on the cover. I think a lot of us do not have a personal
Carmella issue.
I think a lot of people don't have an issue with Chica 20, there we go. I think a lot of people don't really have an issue with them being on the cover. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh my gosh, why are they on the cover? It's just confusing. There needs to be substance to it, because last year, they put, you know, Ray on it, because the year before last year, like, oh, that's nice, they put Ray on it because he's getting inducted in 2K23. And then it was like, 2K23, okay, why did y'all put Cena? Like, what was that all about? Like, I thought he was being inducted this year, that's why they put him.
No, but he's not. So, popularity?
I thought it was more based off popularity, based off, like, you know, the hype and the ratings and stuff like that. But if it's
popularity, why are people pissed?
Yeah, because I'm not because people are not grateful because they don't get what they want.
Yeah, that's okay. I think it's more that. Yeah.
That's a strong word. Okay, if it's popularity, why are people confused? There we go. Let's add confusion. I don't know about
that's
you guys.
A good question. That's a good question.
Nerds.
Yeah, they're nerds.
I was very, very, very confused when I saw all three of them on the cover. I was just like, oh. Hmm. Okay. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Congratulations. But at the same time, I was like, oh. Where do we go with this? Like,
I can understand Rhea being in the cover.
Look at her run as women's champion since the Rumble and everything last year. I mean, dominant.
Do you know what would have been nice if they put Bianca on the TK23? Maybe then I'd be accepting and be like, oh, okay, congratulations. Yeah. But this year, it's just like, well, what was the point in that? Like, and please don't shoot me. I love Bianca Belair. Please, like, don't sit here and just to brag. Bianca Belair high fives me in April. But I love Bianca Belair. I'm not saying like she doesn't deserve to be on it. I think people are being too harsh when they say she doesn't deserve to be on it. Mm-hmm. I think people are just confused as to why she's on it, because if you look at her reign last year. Okay, went to WrestleMania. Asuka didn't win against her. Okay, then she eventually dropped the title. And then it's like, okay, after that, it was just back and forth feuds with Charlotte Flair. And then just, you know, so it's like, what's the point? Rhea, okay, great. But I don't think Rhea should be on there alone.
Do you think they have...
I generally, like, I wholeheartedly believe that Rhea should not be on that front cover by herself.
Do you think that they put Bianca on the cover because they, you know, did her dirty from the last title match?
But that wouldn't make any sense, though, I don't think. It just doesn't fit.
It was just a question, because, like, you know, I don't know.
Sean said they did it for the diversity quota. Like,
I don't know. Like, it could, like I said, it could possibly, I don't know, possibly, that's my thinking.
I mean,
that's my thinking away. Okay. Know, because, she went away. She stepped away for a while, so.
If they did her dirty, are we saying that Io doesn't deserve to be champion right now? You see, that's what I'm saying. Bianca Belair being on that title, you can't think of a logical reason as to why she's
exactly. And then people would be complaining, like, oh, Io deserves better than the way she, you know, she would be booked if she wasn't holding the championship and everything. But it's like, I feel like she's still being held back a little bit in damage control right now. I mean, I wish that's a faction that needs to break up in a way. Who's this group? Who the heck is benefit anyways right now?
I don't think she's held back. I think she's more like, I think Io knows what she's doing.
But what is she done with it? But what has she done with the title lately? Like, it's just been a background story to the whole damage control story.
Do you know what? I'd rather Io not be, you know, having this whole feud with someone, right? But obviously, Rhea's obviously got Becky, but she's also got the hold of the Raw Women's Division because Nia wants that title.
Yeah.
Zoe wants that title. Yeah. I'm glad it's the way it is right now with Io, because remember, Io is in a faction that is falling apart before our eyes.
Oh, definitely.
I definitely believe
that title is what's going to make the faction fall apart.
If she loses
that title, how else do we break apart damage control? Let's start.
I think Io is going to turn heel.
I think Bailey's going to be out.
Whoever wins the Rumble tonight is facing Io. And with Bianca saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the first two times. I love Binky. I love her. I love Bianca.
Leifa started celebrating, talking about.
But really, I think right now where Bianca is, it's okay for her to be on the side because she had the spotlight and she still has it.
Yeah, give it to somebody else right now. Somebody else needs a spotlight right now.
But now when we're looking at the cover and we're trying to find a logical reason as to why, I mean, Lady B just said because they did her dirty, then we can think about the whole court proceedings as to them forcing racial stereotypes against her, or maybe they did it for the diversity quota, or maybe they did it because of popularity. But then when we look at these decisions, why is she on the cover this year?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have rather maybe wait until, I don't know, 2K25 and then give her like an amazing year.
Yeah.
And
then that would have made more sense that way, honestly. I mean, you can't just put her on the cover of things.
Why plaster her now when she's low-key sort of been on the back bench? Not to say that she is, but sort of. You get what I mean? Like, she's not in the spotlight, but she's also not out of it. It's like one leg in the door and one leg out kind of thing. That's why I'm saying, like,
they probably put her on the 24 because they probably like making it as like, you know, 2023,
2024, you know. The only other reasoning I can think of is maybe the reason they put her on the cover is because I don't know, this probably doesn't make any sense in a way, but I mean, they've been hyping her and Montez's reality show quite a bit lately on the thing. So I mean, maybe something along the lines of that, they want to keep that in the spotlight more. I think
there's something that we don't know, and it might not be that serious, it might be serious, but I stand on the fact that I don't think people are mad that Bianca's on the cover. I think people are just slightly confused. because you have to have momentum. If we're thinking about the reasons why Cody's on the cover, great. His probably like, if we think of it from a popularity perspective, guys, people were like so on Cody's side last year, and then with Rhea, she's very deserving of being on the title considering the year that she's had. And I'm not talking about her title reign. I'm talking about her popularity and how she's worked on the mic, et cetera, et cetera, which is why I think she should not be on that title alone. Right. She shouldn't be on that cover alone. It should have been the Judgment Day on that cover. Mm-hmm. But then we look at Bianca and it's like, yes, she's popular. Yes, people like her. But is that it? You just put her on there because of popularity? What do people in the comments think? That's what I want to know. Like, we haven't seen any comments. What do you think?
And another thing, like what Tyr is saying is, if it was a whole popularity thing, shouldn't a guy like LA Knight be on the cover?
Popularity.
I don't think LA Knight should be on the cover. I think it's too soon. I think give him enough popularity, then maybe he'll be probably on the cover.
I'm very surprised Roman isn't on the cover. Ridiculously surprised.
Like, that shit got him geek.
Cody, okay. That's why I'm saying I don't think people are mad. I think people are confused. People are confusing madness with just, you know, confusing. Like, I think people are just confused. There's, if someone was to come and be like, oh my gosh, I am so angry that these people are on the cover, I'm gonna look at you sideways, because what have you got to be angry about? If they put Carlito on the cover, then maybe you can flip.
For real, right?
why are you flipping at these three very talented, not to say Carlito's talented, by the way, but you get what I mean? Like, if it was, I don't know, Austin Theory, then okay, you can flip. You can flip. That makes sense. But it's like, I think people are just confused. I think the confusion is real. Like, people are just like, huh?
Would you have someone in NXT roster be on the cover?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
And the reason why I say that is because you can tell that quite a lot of WWE fans do not tune into
NXT.
Unless they're watching it for a specific individual. Yeah. And I'm one of those people. I used to only watch NXT, like back in the days, I would only watch NXT because you had the likes of Shayna and Rhea and all of those guys were on NXT at the time. Now, I literally only watch NXT to just see Cora Jade once in a while, just to see how she's doing. Or sometimes I tune in to see how Bron Breakker's doing because I have high hopes for that guy in terms of him being called up to the main roster. But really and truly, NXT guy on the cover, that would not be received well at all. If you think people are mad now, imagine if they were to put
honest with you, I stopped watching NXT when only time I watched it was when Shayna Baszler was on there.
You see what I mean? You will be so surprised, statistic-wise, you'll be so surprised to find out that not a lot of people actually watch NXT religiously. Not like as in don't watch it completely, I mean religiously. No. I watch WWE religiously. I watch Raw and SmackDown religiously. But NXT, not really. Not to shame the talent. They've got some really amazing talents on NXT. I'm surprised that some of them have not been called up yet.
For real.
Right.
Let's paint this scene, right? Let's give into Bobby's delusion. Imagine if they put Bron Breakker on the cover.
Trick Williams, no.
Trick Williams on the cover of 2K24. Man, I fell down to my knees when the
law came. Anyone on the cover, it would have been Carmelo. And I mean,
they make their own NXT game.
That's what you just took it out of my mouth. I was thinking the same thing. I was like,
reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
If they put an NXT person in the cover, then the game is going to be based off NXT, like story mode.
It's not called WWE NXT 24. Exactly.
100%. I agree with that. I think if they do put an NXT talent on the thing, then it would probably be a story mode type vibes. But like, realistically speaking, of course, yes, I hold all of those wrestlers to the same standard, no matter what level they're at. Because at the end of the day, your Instagram is Tiri WWE. It's not Tiri NXT. You are a WWE superstar, right?
Yes.
But my point is, like, when it comes to, oh, how would you feel about an NXT superstar being on the cover? If you think people are mad now that Bianca and Rhea and Cody are on the cover, imagine if you were to announce, oh my gosh, by the way, guys, we decided to put Dragunov on the cover.
Oh no, my gosh.
We decided to put like, people will look at you and literally be like, this has to be a typo. I don't think the graphic designer got the memo. Maybe it was actually supposed to be Roman, but they read it as Dragunov. I don't know. Like, it's ludicrous. I think, and I stand on this, I think when it comes to who's on the front cover of these games, it, of course, yes, popularity plays a part in it, but is it just popularity alone? That's why people are confused, not mad.
I think it's popularity with brands.
Of course it's popularity. But then my thing is, I don't think popularity should be a standalone. Because if you tell me, oh, you put Bianca Belair on the cover because of her popularity, I'm going to shout at you. Because she doesn't just have popularity to bring to the table. Her talent is out of...
Absolutely.
She's super talented for you to just say, oh, we put her on there for popularity. Okay, if it's about popularity, then why don't you put Ronda Rousey on the cover?
Yeah.
Why don't you put Logan Paul on the cover? Why don't you put, I don't know, flipping, you know, any of the other guest celebrities that have been on? Okay, let's put...
They had Bad Bunny.
That's crazy.
Bad Bunny. You could have put Bad Bunny on it. You could, like, that's what I'm saying. If they did this based on popularity alone, I'm very disappointed. I won't sit here and say I don't like the fact that these people are on the cover. I'm just confused. Let's put that there. Let's leave it like that. Confusion is real. But who would you guys have put on the cover?
Oh my goodness.
That's a question.
Ooh.
It's hard.
Who would I put on the cover?
I honestly, to me, I mean, as much as I'm not like getting over them as a faction, I mean, I'd have to say Judgment Day probably. I mean, they're the one that's been involved in most of the heavy stories all year. So okay. It'd have to be Judgment Day.
I think I would put Jey Uso.
Okay. By himself.
Yes.
Okay.
By himself, not with the whole bloodline or whatever, because he's not a part of the bloodline or whatever. I understand.
That's very strange, but I'll let you continue.
The reason why I say that, because like, he's done a lot and he's been, you know, he's been doing a lot. I'll just say Jey Uso as the standard edition. But as for like the deluxe edition, I would probably say like, I would say Roman. I don't know.
I'm saying this to you right now. If it was up to me,
I can't really think of nobody.
It would have been either the Judgment Day or the Bloodline. I think Bloodline. A faction would have been the greatest option that these people had.
Yeah.
I wish I was in the room when they decided on the cover. That's how.
So would you have the Bloodline and the Judgment Day as like how they have Rhea and
No, either one of them. I wouldn't have them together.
Okay. Either or.
The current dynamic with the Bloodline, I would have just put Roman on the front cover. And maybe put him on the side, but literally just Roman on the cover would have made sense. I'm just confused. Like I said, confusion is what's facing me, because it's like, I'm not mad that any of these people are on the cover. It's just confusing as well. Like, I'm just like,
But my decision, I think I would put like Jey Uso on like the standard edition.
Okay.
Like, kind of, because, like, you know, he's been, you know, he's been up there lately.
Yeah,
know,
yeah,
standing on his ground and stuff like that. But as far as, like, the Lux edition, not, yeah, I'd say, like, I don't need the Bloodline or the Judgment Day either. Yeah, either one.
I think it's crazy. When it comes to these covers, I laugh because it's very hard to predict. It's different to, like, predicting what's going to happen on a pay-per-view or what's going to happen at a house show or what's going to happen. Because it's like, when you look at these covers, the four horsewomen, only one has been on the cover.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you kind of laugh because it's like, but surely because Charlotte Flair is Ric Flair's daughter, maybe they would have... And then you look at, like, Bayley and Mercedes, like, of course, yeah, Mercedes no longer there, but then it's just crazy funny. Like, it's really funny when you look at it from the women's perspective. That's why I'm saying, if they did this based on popularity, then why haven't they put the Bella Twins on the cover?
Right?
Like, I'm not saying they deserve to be on the cover. I just want to know why they put Bianca on the cover. Rhea makes total sense. Her by herself, no, but it makes sense. But
I would have thought they put, like, Nia Jax or something.
And this wasn't some weak-ass training lessons either.
Nia Jax. Did you see Nia Jax?
Yes.
Nia Jax.
Pause.
Lady V.
Crazy.
I'm gonna...
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
I am going to completely...
No, listen. Listen. No. Hear me out. Listen. I'm not saying as, you know, as an excitement or an agreement. I'm just saying as just throwing it out there. Like, they could have just did it. They could have just put her on there, you know, and then just...
Do you know how hilarious that is?
Look, you said, this is what you said. You said they shouldn't put Bianca on there, right?
So I'm saying if they did it based on popularity alone.
Yeah. Like, so when Nia Jax was here, when Nia Jax was, like, around, that she was having a lot of popularity. All of a sudden, she just, like, disappeared out of nowhere because, what, she got released or something like that, and then she comes back, and then now, like, what, she's trying to bring back her domination of, you know, being the top-notch diva. That's the reason why I kind of said that.
The way I see it, right, with what you said, sorry, I'm trying so hard not to laugh right now. The way I see it is, if they did it based on popularity, then you might as well just put everyone.
Yeah,
might as well. Too.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Put the whole roster in
there. Well, right, because they're putting, they're picking and choosing of who they're putting on the cover now. So, like you said...
Are you sure about that?
It's as if they sat there and just went like this and said
they just threw everybody's names in a hat and was just picking random
and they
names
picked out of it. That's like, what I'm saying.
Somebody in the chat said, how about Bailey? They could put a Bailey.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying people aren't angry. They're just confused. They're confused. Anger for confusion. They're not like... If I was to sit there and waste my time and respond to every single comment and be like, why are you so mad? Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad?
I'd be losing my damn mind doing that.
They won't have a logical explanation as to why they're mad.
No, exactly.
What have you got to hate for? People are just confused. This year's 2K cover is just confusing. That's what it is.
You know, I don't know. God rest his soul, but I really do think they should have put Bray Wyatt.
No, I disagree, and I'll say this as someone who was absolutely devastated when I found out that he was gone. Bray was the greatest storyteller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Greatest storyteller in God knows how long.
Oh, that's for damn sure. That's not even.
I agree with that.
I've been watching, like, you know, previous previous episodes of Raw, and I've been watching 2015 Raw at the minute, and the way. The build up from February until mid January to March when he was calling out the Undertaker, the way he was able to weave in conversations and literally from that, and then you want to see about his construction of you know, the Wyatt family, all these different storylines that he's had. I want them to put Bray on the cover when they are ready. They are ready to properly narrate that into seriously good story, man. Okay. I don't want to chuck a random story made at me.
Yeah.
I want one that will make me Even if the 2K27, 2K28, 2K29 come out, we'll continue playing that same timeline.
Yeah.
Which is why I am glad, I am so grateful that they did not put Boy on the tag too soon. They need to have the greatest gaming developers in the room to be able to properly tell that man's story as a restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the face, if they just put him on and everything just went wayward. What I will accept is his induction in the Hall of Fame. But a 2K game, not right now. I need the best.
And like, I didn't think of it. Like, yeah, that would be too soon. But like, I totally agree with you. Like, like in the near future, yes. Take your time. Take your time with his storyline and his like,
character and everything.
Character and it. Just like make the fans, the people, just go wild and just be in chills with the whole storyline.
Blown away.
I don't blame anyone for wanting Bray on the cover. It makes sense. It does. I would choose Bray over the three that they put on the cover this year.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yes.
Now we have to think about the actual game itself, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a gamer. My PlayStation is right here, right?
Yeah.
If they were to release 2K24 and say, oh, by the way, Bray's here, we've got a story made for Bray, and I play it and it's crap, I will sue them. I will sue them for psychiatric harm. Because why would you do that? Why would you let me pay so much money to order this, to pre-order it, then eventually have it delivered to my house? I've now put the CD in my PlayStation, I'm so excited, and then it's crap. I would be so mad. All in the name of, oh my gosh, we really wanted Bray Wyatt to be on the cover. That's why I'm pleading with everyone that is mad that Bray isn't on the cover to see the bigger picture.
Yes.
If you just put him on there with no direction, just straight in there.
That would be a slap in the face to him and his whole character and everything. And it would be a disgrace and a disservice to him as a person.
Which is why my heart goes out to the people that do want him on there, because it makes sense. But let's think about the bigger picture, guys. You want the best gaming developers in the room when they come up with that story made. You don't just want, okay, let's just have a story from when, you know, he was feeding with Randy, and we just throw that there. And then maybe we just have the little bit when, you know, when the Wyatt family disbanded. And then maybe, like, we want seriousness.
Yes.
One where, obviously, his kids are still quite young. One where when his kids are, you know, old enough to understand how gaming works, they'll play it and be like, oh, my God.
Look at Dad in here. This looks so much like him. This is so much
You know? Bray, pause on that one. Maybe 2 years from now. But pause on that one. Hall of Fame? Yeah. TK? No.
No. Amen. Yeah, I totally agree. It's his name.
That was Tiri's terrible take. I love this. I love seeing people sweat. I love this is question.
It's emotional, damn it.
It's my job, but I hope you guys enjoyed that. And
I enjoyed it very much.
It was terrible. Welcome to Tuesday.
Now, of course, we have to get into our last topic. Of course, tonight is the Royal Rumble. We have 4 matches on the card. We have the big 30-man Royal Rumble match tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a few of the guys on the there's gonna be surprise entrance and stuff in there too. So, I mean, we also have the women 30 women Royal Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
These are 4 of the women that are considered huge favorites for this match tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more surprises in store for that one. We also have the U.S. Championship match between Logan Paul and KO. And that, last but not least, we have our Fatal 4-Way match for the world title between Randy Orton, Roman, LA Knight, and AJ Styles. So that's our card for tonight. Only 4 matches. So thoughts, predictions for the show coming up tonight?
Can I just say,
guys, before we go into it,
I want to clap my hands for Triple H. Well done, my boy. because I'm sick and tired. I'm absolutely bloody fed up of you telling me who's going to turn up in the Royal Rumble weeks beforehand.
Yes.
The whole thing of the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it.
It's supposed to be an element of surprise.
Surprises, the yeah.
Surprise, exactly.
I don't remember the year that Melina came in when they just told us every single person that was wrestling on the women's side. I was so annoyed. I was so heated.
Wasn't it like last year or the year before where they were like before the pay-per-view even started? There was like all the men, almost 90% of the men except for like three or four were announced, and like a bunch of the women were announced. So we're like, great, who cares? We don't, why are we supposed to care? We don't mind the match now.
It was like dealing with a 5-year-old saying, don't tell so and so I said this.
It's like every single time when I post something on Facebook or wrestling, it's like somebody in my comments is like, oh, we already know that's going to happen. Really? Like, can I be surprised about it?
For real, right?
In terms of predictions, women, I don't want to say names. This is how you lose money. This is how you lose your house and your mortgage when you're too stupid. I will say this. On the women's side, whoever wins is challenging Io. Point blank. The reason why I say this is because Rhea already had a WrestleMania moment last year. That, of course, she's going to get another WrestleMania moment, but it won't be as significant. I don't think they can make it as significant because let's say they make Becky win. Becky's already won the Royal Rumble before, and Becky has main evented WrestleMania, headlined WrestleMania even. So there's nothing there.
Then we if that's the case, the logical winner, that would have to be Bayley, wouldn't it? Because
that's what I'm saying. Whoever's winning the Women's Royal Rumble is challenging Io. Then on the men's side, whoever wins is challenging Seth Rollins. Wow. I said it here. I said it now. I don't care who it is. Even if it's flipping Austin Theory. All I know is whoever wins is challenging Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And then, now when it comes to Kevin and Logan, a sticky one because I would love to believe that Kevin is going to win, but Zane. I'm not sure Triple H is trying to shove down our throats with Logan. I don't think
I really do think that Logan is going to retain
with shenanigans from his outside crew as usual.
I have no clue. And then obviously the Fatal 4-Way, we don't even need to talk about that. Just women retaining.
Yeah, we already.
You know the bloodline. You know Solo's gonna get involved. You know,
Bish bash bosh. We don't need to have that conversation. Yeah. We don't even need to debate. We will be here all day long.
Exactly, because we already know.
We all know. We're all gonna throw our answer out there right now. Roman's winning the Fatal 4-Way.
Roman's literally. Winning. Yeah, like I said before, Roman's gonna retain his title over Royal Rumble, and then when Elimination Chamber comes and WrestleMania comes. We already know how that's gonna go too. So it's like, ain't no time soon with that. You know, storyline is gonna break.
No, guys, you know from the women's side, right? And and I'm smiling because I know people in the comments are gonna grill me. For some strange odd reason, I think they're going to open the forbidden door and let Trinity come.
That
tournament of power. I'm not gonna lie to you,
guys. She's been done with TNA for a while now. I did hear speculation saying
that she might come back.
The speculation is serious. Like, obviously, she's not coming back.
But she might enter.
That shit got him deep.
I would bet against it. She just dropped the TNA Women's World title to Jordynne Grace at the last pay-per-view. I mean, she's done with TNA right now. She had her last match like last week, so...
Let me say this one thing. I'm putting my money down now. I was saying don't bet, but this one I'm sure. I'm sure of this one. I can tell you who exactly is coming back tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yep. Yep. It's self-explanatory because if CM Punk is back, then obviously you know who's coming back.
She's coming back.
I'm
so excited.
I agree. I tremendously agree. I agree. I agree.
Ooh, I just can't wait to hear that tonight. I can't wait to hear that tonight.
Because if she comes back, if she comes back, hands down, that's going to be viral. It's going to be viral.
I am going to be, I obviously, Lady B, we're obviously meeting today. Slightly went viral when when Jey Uso pinned Roman, and I filmed myself crying tears of joy. I'm gonna do it again. I will literally post it on Twitter. I will be busy just wiping my tears like this.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this.
Yay. Delicioso. Yo, look at her.
Like, honestly,
a lot of people has been waiting for this moment for her to come back.
The moment I hear la de la de la, oh my gosh, I'm gonna leave.
Well, gentlemen, Lainey is in love.
I'm gonna completely lose my mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to completely. That's a surprise entrant. I'm very excited for.
I wonder what if she does come back. I wonder what number entries she's gonna be.
Heck, they can bring back Karma. They can try and bring back anyone, but the one person I'd be so excited to see.
Wait,
guys, has ODB made a surprise entrance? She did, didn't she?
I don't know, but according to something rumors I've been reading that today, I don't know whether it's true or not, but they're saying the slight forbidden door between TNA and TNA and WWE might be opening.
Has she never made an entrance? Am I going mad?
I don't think I've never seen her made an entrance.
I don't think I have.
Okay, no, I've just Googled it. She hasn't. Oh, okay. I don't know why, for some crazy reason, I thought ADV might have made an entrance.
Mm-mm, I don't think she has.
Well, one thing I can tell you, we're not going to see the Bella Twins enter.
Oh,
no.
No. I hope not. I really hope not.
I hold my hands up. I was geeking. I don't know why I thought ODB might have made it, but that's crazy. Don't mind me. Surprise entrance. This is what I think. Number one, AJD. Number two, I think they're gonna ditch Michelle McCool. I mean, I love her, but like, wait, we don't need you anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Gonna lie to you.
We're probably gonna see some NXT women in there tonight. Too.
NXT, most likely. Most definitely. Yeah.
But in terms of surprise entrance, who are they gonna put? Charmel? Like,
look, horse.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, who can they?
They could probably pull some of the back in the day Diva legends out there too.
We need to stop doing that, though. I mean,
yeah. Like, I've been seeing that a lot lately, and then I'm just like, okay.
That's what
we don't want. We don't want bones breaking, though. But you know. When I fell down to my knees, when the
law came. If we look at legends, who on earth are they gonna bring back? Women. Like I'm going through them right now because I'm genuinely intrigued.
Because mind you, they had Lita and Trish Stratus came back for Once Upon a Time.
That's why I'm saying, like, if they're gonna bring back entrance, that like special entrance, can they please be like, people that will actually like blow us off our feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like exactly. according to the rumors I've been hearing a lot lately is that WWE was reaching out to outside companies this past weekend to get interest in getting some outside talent from other companies to come in. Not AEW. I know AEW's got their own show going on tonight in Louisiana, so no AEW talent, but TNA and some of them have been heavily rumored to have a connection to possibly coming into the room tonight.
Cool. I mean, okay, yeah, whatever. They bring Liz, or maybe they bring Trish. I'm just thinking that if they do bring surprise entrance, of course AJ Lee's gonna be there. But I can smell Trinity. I can smell.
That's a no-brainer. Especially when they said that she was like finishing up her tapings in in Orlando with TNA. I think that they were saying that she was mentioning the Royal Rumble. So
yeah, that one's all you gotta do is when you hear "Take It to the Floor." That's all you gotta hear. Yep, she comes back.
If it's
it's gonna be entertaining.
I'm trying to think because obviously, if we look at the, how would you? This, and this is just a suggestion, please. People in the comments, don't attack me, because I know if I say this woman's name, everyone's gonna be like, "Timmy, shut up!" No, I think maybe it's a bit of a reach, but what would you guys do if Lana came back? Just as Lana, a surprise.
Lana's in she's in AEW right now, and B, she's been having a lot of issues lately. She's had an infection her in her finger, like a staph infection in her finger, and recently her home, the pipes burst.
Her home flooded,
flooded her entire house. So,
what's she doing?
I think that would be a crazy or funny entrance, to be fair. Just be like, oh my god.
That would be the only way, the reason that would be really interesting is because that would be one of the first AEW people to get connected with WWE. Then you're going to start, if that happened, then you'd start getting the connections of seeing like AEW. Oh, so WWE is working with AEW talent now? Then it's like, now they're going to start saying, oh, which other AEW talent are going to end up showing up for the Rumble?
If it wasn't for this whole, transition thing, blah, 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 between WWE and AEW, there were a couple of stars that could generally, like, really bust the forbidden door wide open. Like, seriously kick that door wide open. Like, people would be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is insane. Which is why, like, of course, you can look at the TNA talents, but it's like, that wouldn't really make noise.
The moment one AEW person would cross doors into the WWE for like a pay-per-view or storyline, that's when the floodgates are going to open, because they've never wanted to work together before. So having one person showing up for them, it would be really intriguing to see, because then you'd be what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know? Are they like getting closer now that Triple H is in charge? Are we getting closer to getting, you know?
Which
time is gonna tell?
Guys, anything you guys think are gonna come through for the men?
I don't know. That one's more. I think the men is more harder because
they've actually got people to put in. But of course, they're gonna sprinkle in a few. I mean, last year they put Booker T in it. That didn't obviously make me like.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard because it may. I mean, like if you think about any like outside talent, I mean, it's hard for me to guess. I mean. Who could it be? Like a Matt Cardona? I mean, who his wife's in the company? Could it be an Andrade? I mean, maybe Andrade comes in, you tie a story in with him the LWO or something, or Legado del Fantasma. I mean, he's
you know who I'm kind of like wondering who might show up, because I did see a video saying that what's his name? Boogeyman Mike,
That would be funny. I think that would just be
because funny. I seen him leaving the headquarters and saying something about thanking Triple H or something, and I'm just thinking to myself, maybe he might be an entrant.
I miss the days when WWE actually took the Royal Rumble
seriously.
Because the whole basis of the Royal Rumble is for surprise, and I'm not even surprised. Like the year that I predicted Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar were gonna win, I was so mad I didn't put money down, because I literally sat there and I said, I know he's gonna win, it's gonna be Ronda and it's gonna be Brock. And I predicted word after word what was going to happen. And I was so mad that I did not put money down. Because there's no element of surprise anymore. Like,
I don't know, Sean Spears. I don't know, they would just have him go back to that 10 gimmick over in WWE.
Like,
again.
I rewatched 2023, like last year's Royal Rumble, and I was just like, I remembered watching it, and I was like, none of this exciting.
It was disappointing because I remember. Because I was like, oh, let's watch this. And, like, I'm interested to see who's coming in. And then you'd see one person, you're like, oh, who's this main surprise for the men? And then like, it's the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. And you're like, lame.
Yeah.
None of them. So, wait, actually, who Which women what? No. Before I'm gonna start talking rubbish, like it's gonna sound like I don't even watch WWE. That's why I have to look at my phone. Let me see. Okay, yeah, Shayna Bailey. Oh, obviously this was the return of Chelsea Green. We saw Emma. Yeah, the way. Oh, then we saw Nia Jax. I think last year when it came to the women, the only one that really made people go, oh my god, was Nia. Because even when I rewatched it,
yeah,
when Chelsea Green walked in, everyone was just like,
who? Huh? Like, yeah, exactly.
Okay. But then when Nia came through, because no one knew that Nia was coming, I think maybe a select few people were like, oh my god, Nia might come. But like, hardly anyone really knew that Nia was coming. So it was just like, Triple H managed to bring Nia back into the ropes even after she was saying the bullshit that she was saying during COVID. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And then obviously they brought out Michelle McCool at number 25. And
some of them didn't even last.
Her in entrance because she almost fell. She almost fell like on the barricade. So it's just
Oh, okay. For the men's side, have Titus O'Neil fall and trip under the.
Oh my god!
That was the most highlighted.
Do you know when I say the Royal Rumble is no longer the Royal Rumble? We don't even see Kofi's moves anymore. That's how you know the Royal Rumble is no longer the Royal Rumble. It's just the Rumble without the Royal
Rumble. Exactly.
It's just the Rumble without the Royal. Like, we don't even see Kofi saves anymore. We don't see Naomi saves anymore. We don't get that. Oh my gosh! No way is this
person. Exactly. We don't see that.
It's just the music hit. This is the
The Slim Jim Rumble. Yeah. Ugh. My predictions. I mean, I could be far off tonight for the women's match. I picked Becky, but like because of her story going on with Rhea right now, but it wouldn't surprise me, like you're saying, especially if you want to go with EO, if Bailey wins it. My men's prediction, gosh damn it, I didn't want to pick this guy. I hate this guy. I cannot stand
it.
I don't know why I'm killing myself for saying this, but for the men's rumble.
Don't put no money.
I picked CM Punk guys, and I really don't care.
What you doing? Drain the... Oh my god! You're killing me, woman! Hiya, drain the...
Don't put anyone. This year, please. Just hold your money tight.
I didn't bet, but for my predictions for the show, I had to make my predictions early. That was my prediction, so I'm like,
I picked CM Punk too for my prediction as well.
I did too, and I'm not a fan of him at all. I just like
his theme song because but other than that, I don't like him as like a thing.
I don't like him at all. Period.
Hold your money this year, guys. It's okay not to bet this pay-per-view.
Please don't.
You will cry. I think the Royal Rumble this year, there's a lot that will be quite shocking for us on the men's side. I'm not expecting much from the women, but on the men's side, I feel like there's going to be quite a lot that's going to be like, oh my gosh, especially because Roman is a main event.
Yeah. I feel like Royal Rumble is going to be short this year because, you know, it's only like 4 matches.
Yeah, but 2 of them are going to be an hour long matches though. So that's 2 hours right there.
Gosh, man. I'm excited. I need to like clean my room a little bit and get some work done before so I can have like super laser focus on the Royal Rumble,
which is 2 hours away. So yeah.
Yeah, but, I still gotta run to the store.
What time is it over there, guys?
It's 5:41 my time.
Right here, it's almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm an Eastern time.
I'm Central, so like an hour behind you.
I'm on European time. You know,
it's almost 5 p.m. here. So.
Oh yeah.
But no, happy Royal Rumble day, guys. And If you know that betted, I really, really sincerely hope that you get your money back. There's still time to get your money back.
And if you and if you don't, I don't want to see videos on my Twitter stream of you breaking your television. Like, because you lost a whole bunch of money. So. Right now, guys, because we're all getting ready for the Rumble, this is our victory lap, our end of the show. So we're going to give any shout outs, plugs, where you can find us all. So I don't care. Whoever wants us to go and start, feel free.
Okay, as for me, you can find me on Twitter at TheLegalFighter11. That's it. I don't have any other handles.
Well, for me, you can find me at Twitter. I am QueenBossy20. And on Instagram, you can find me at Highly_Jaded.
You can find me on Instagram at Charlene Dacadia. Yes, that's my name. And you can find me over on Twitter at MaxCrew2021. I have to support my boy, like always. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting us. Welcome back, Terry. We're so glad and happy and amazed and blessed to have you back as a part of the team this year. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, leave a notification to share this with all your friends. Tell them where to find us, girls, if you want to get good female insight as to the whole wrestling industry. Tell them this is what the place to be. Check us out. Peace out. Until next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
It's out. Okay.